You have your Bibles, turn with me in them to Joshua chapter 4. Joshua chapter 4 is following and still giving us more information about how Israel crossed the Jordan River after the Lord had stopped it from flowing. And it kind of gives us a better information about verse 12 of chapter 3. We didn't really deal with that last week. It says, "Now then, take for yourselves 12 men from the tribes of Israel, one man for each tribe." And then he didn't really say why. Well, he tells us in chapter 4, and so we'll learn about that this evening. This is God's word in Joshua 4, starting in verse 1. "Now when all the nation had finished crossing the Jordan, the Lord spoke to Joshua, saying, 'Take for yourselves 12 men from the people, one man from each tribe, and command them, saying, Take up for yourselves 12 stones from here out of the middle of the Jordan, from the place where the priests' feet are standing firm, and carry them over with you and lay them down in the lodging place where you will lodge tonight.' So Joshua called the 12 men whom he had appointed from the sons of Israel, one man from each tribe. And Joshua said to them, 'Cross again to the ark of the Lord your God into the middle of the Jordan, and each of you take up a stone on his shoulder according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Israel. Let this be a sign among you, so that when your children ask later, saying, What did these stones mean to you? Then you shall say to them, Because the waters of the Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord, when it crossed the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off. So these stones shall become a memorial to the sons of Israel forever.' Thus the sons of Israel did as Joshua commanded, and took up 12 stones from the middle of the Jordan, just as the Lord spoke to Joshua, according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Israel, and they carried them over with them to the lodging place and put them down there. And Joshua set up 12 stones in the middle of the Jordan at the place where the feet of the priests who carried the Ark of the Covenant were standing, and they are there to this day. The priests who carried the Ark were standing in the middle of the Jordan until everything was completed that the Lord had commanded Joshua to speak to the people, according to all that Moses had commanded Joshua. And the people hurried and crossed. And when all the people had finished crossing the ark of the Lord, and the priests crossed before the people, the sons of Reuben and the sons of Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh crossed over in battle array before the sons of Israel, just as Moses had spoken to them. About 40,000 equipped for war crossed for battle before the Lord to the desert plains of Jericho. On that day, the Lord exalted Joshua in the sight of all Israel, so that they revered him, just as they had revered Moses all the days of his life. Now the Lord said to Joshua, 'Command the priests who carry the ark of the testimony that they come up from the Jordan.' So Joshua commanded the priests, saying, 'Come up from the Jordan.' It came about when the priests who carried the ark of the covenant of the Lord had come up from the middle of the Jordan, and the soles of the priests' feet were lifted up to the dry ground, that the waters of the Jordan returned to their place and went over all its banks as before. Now the people came up from the Jordan on the 10th of the first month and camped at Gilgal on the eastern edge of Jericho. Those 12 stones which they had taken from the Jordan, Joshua set up at Gilgal. He said to the sons of Israel, 'When your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, What are these stones? Then you shall inform your children, saying, Israel crossed this Jordan on dry ground. For the Lord your God dried up the waters of the Jordan before you until you had crossed, just as the Lord your God had done to the Red Sea, which he dried up before us until we had crossed, that all the peoples of the earth may know that the hand of the Lord is mighty, so that you may fear the Lord your God forever.'" That is God's word. May he bless it to our ears, our minds, and our hearts. Well, you remember this occasion, God stops up the Jordan River and Israel crosses over on dry ground, and the Lord calls for the stones to be brought and placed at the feet of the priests who carried the Ark of the Covenant in the middle of the Jordan River where Israel had crossed, and it was to be done for a memorial. And it says in verse 9 then that when this was written, they were there. The stones in the middle of the Jordan, which now the river, you wouldn't be able to see the stones if they are there still. The river is over top of it. But Israel couldn't see those stones and because of the river. And so the 12 men who were selected in chapter 3, verse 12, brought those 12 more stones from where the priests had stood to the middle, from the middle of the riverbed to the land in which they were going on the western side of the Jordan, on the eastern side of Jericho. And there Joshua set up a memorial. Why a memorial? What's the point of that? We kind of touched on it last week. It was because Israel's tendency to forget. One of the great challenges of our faith is forgetfulness. And so the Lord wanted them not to forget the great power of God. In verse 6, it was to be a sign among the people, like the sign of, it's not a sacrament, but it's like the sign of baptism or the Lord's Supper. A sign of a sacrament, it is like a railroad sign. The sign itself that points to the reality of the railroad that is to come, but it's not the sign itself. It's not the reality. And so baptism points to the reality of something. It points to the reality of regeneration of our hearts. The Lord's Supper points to a reality. It is not the reality itself, but it points to the reality that Christ died on the cross and sacrificed himself for us. And so here we have a reason for this memorial, not only for the adults, but for little children. It said in verse 6 and then also again in verse 22, when the little children would ask, why are these stones here? Why the water and baptism? Why the bread and the wine and the Lord's Supper? Well, why are the stones there? Well, because the Lord is a mighty God, and He stopped the Jordan River from flowing. When we were older, or when we were younger, He did that, and generations later might ask the same. And well, because of your grandparents, when they crossed over the Jordan into the Promised Land, the Lord in His mighty hand, He stopped the river. And then our children are going to ask, probably, if they haven't already asked, why? What is the pastor doing with the water? What is the pastor doing with the bread and the wine, and why are we eating? Why are some of us eating it and some of us not? And you can tell your children. They're signs. They point us to a reality. They point us to the reality that if the Holy Spirit comes in power and regeneration changes our hearts, and that's how we're saved, when we believe in faith. And at the Lord's Supper we have the bread and the wine, and what's that all about? Well, it's about Christ, that He died on the cross for our sins, and if we believe in Him, we will be saved. So that the people who come and who don't partake, like in verse 24, that all the peoples of the earth may know, that they, as they come here, and the children don't partake, and the elders who don't partake, they can see God's mercy and His grace towards us in Christ. That we have signs and seals and the sacraments. That's why we have these sacraments. And that's why Israel had these heap of stones that we would not forget. It would be reminded once again through outer physical things that we can touch, that what baptism points to is true. And what the Lord's Supper points to is true, and it's the promises contained therein are guaranteed to those who receive them by faith. And so let us not forget God. We would be unlike Israel and not forget the gospel and our God who is great.